one is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. And we were born to fly, so was I.
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. Our direct lines, same area code, is 530-776-5185 or 876-9916. And boy, do we have a show for each of you tonight. One of our title of our show tonight, we're actually going to be discussing a book titled Twin Souls Merging. Now, what you want to understand is this is a true story. We are going to be talking about George Reeves and Jean Klein, and the best way for me to actually express this book that I have in front of me is it's a wow factor. And I mean true blue wow factor. I am so thrilled and excited to have had the opportunity to sit down and dive into this book. Not only have we had the opportunity to sit down and read a well-written book, but yet have a first-hand personal sneak peek into a very personal and deep situation. We are also going to have the opportunity to see a movie being produced, and I personally am one have asked the editor of this book to please keep me posted, because I want to sit down and see this movie, because I know that this movie is really, really going to be a very powerful movie that each of us are definitely going to want to stay tuned, sit down, go and take us and see it. But first of all, as you all know, it's not like having the book in front of you, because there is a lot of great information in here. So right away, tonight I'm actually going to go ahead and invite our first guest, and he is the editor. So let's all please give a warm welcome to Daryl Kustin onto the show. Aloha and welcome, Daryl.
Aloha. Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
It is a real honor, and thank you for allowing me this opportunity to share with all these listeners worldwide about twin souls merging. But before we get started, because we have two other guests to invite, please share with all of us tonight a little bit about who you are and how do you fit into the bigger picture of twin souls.
My name is Daryl Kustin, and I, as you mentioned, I am the editor of Twin Souls Merging. And the story really happened for me back in, 1994. I went to see a psychic. Had never seen a psychic before in my life. And went to see this psychic. Her name's Carolyn Schilt. Carolyn lived in Dayton, Ohio, and I lived in Cincinnati, Ohio, about a 50-mile difference. And I went to see Carolyn just for some general information, and she told me that within a couple of years that I would meet a lady from the medical field. She said the lady would have issues around death and dying, and she said that Gary and I would be projects in some new area. We would be pioneers in some new area. Well, we didn't believe her. We had never seen a psychic, and we didn't believe any of that. She said that this lady that we would meet would actually come into Gary's class. And it's really interesting because Gary happened to be teaching some classes at the University of Cincinnati, and one of the classes was on psychic phenomena. And lo and behold, 2 years after this reading that I've got, Jean Klein, who's a nurse, the psychic said that the lady would be from the medical field, and Jean is a nurse. She would have issues around death and dying, and Jean talked about having a spirit attachment, and the project, of course, is the book. So that happened back in 1995. It took a while, actually, for this book to be published. She didn't tell us how long it would take to get published, but the book was published in 2007. So it took, after meeting Jean, it took at least 12 years to get this book published. So the name of the book is called Twin Souls Merging, and it is a true story. It's about Jean and George Reeves. Their souls are merging. Jean is merging. George is merging with Jean. And that's really what the book's about. In terms of me, who I am, I live in North Carolina. I lived in Cincinnati, Ohio when the story first started. But I've moved to North Carolina. I'm a sales representative for nutritional products in the health food industry. So that's what I do for a living. But in addition to that, we go out and we talk about our book. We've had lots of radio shows. We do have a website. If you go to twinsoulsmerging.com, and on the website it does talk about some of the events that we've actually done. We've actually been to New York. We did a lecture and a book signing there. We've done various psychic fairs. We did one in Cincinnati, Ohio. Victory of Light Psychic Fair. We've done one here in North Carolina. And so basically, as I said, I'm the editor, and I'm the one who was foretold of the story by a psychic. And we've written this book. It took a long time to write it. I'll have to admit that writing this book and getting it published was probably one of the toughest things that I've ever done.
Yeah.
So it is published. It finally came out. It's a wonderful read. Like I said, go to the website. We've had a television interview. We've had lots of radio interviews, and a lot of that information is on the website. The publisher actually created a YouTube video that you can go to the website and see that, and you can see pictures of Dean and George, of myself, Gary. Yeah.
Thank you, Daryl, because, yes, I mean, it was interesting because part of me coming on to the radio and sharing with all the listeners out there is, to describe on a very personal level as a radio host when I read these books of my own views as well. And the best way for me to describe this, because it's very well written, is the wow factor. I mean, you've definitely got it here, but yet at the same time, it's very personal. It allows you to step into a world that many of us don't necessarily understand, but yet at the same time, we've heard about these situations around the world that has actually taken place. So I honor all three of you for having the strength and the courage to bring this information forward. So thank you, Daryl, and thank you to Gary and to Jean as well. I'd like to say once again, the title of this book is Twin Souls Merging. This is indeed a true story. The website is www.twinsoulsmerging.com. As you all know, I invite you all to my show page. There is a wealth of information about Daryl and Gary and Jean. And also, I've got a wealth of information about this book. I encourage all of you to explore this wonderful information. Take your time when you go and visit the website as well, because there's a wealth of information. And you know, I found it to be also very useful for all of us, because we are hearing these types of things happening worldwide. So I know it has touched my life in many ways as well. So with on that note, let's also invite Gary to the show as well. And this is Gary Duncan. Aloha, Gary.
Aloha to you.
Oh, thank you. It's a real honor to have you as well, all three of you. Would you share with us as well a little about yourself to all of us?
I was I started my career in mortuary science and ended up in chemistry, and then I got into biological research, and my life took a major turn, and I ended up as a psychotherapist, and I did that for 21 years. And off and on throughout my life, I've investigated unusual happenings, but I've always approached it with a very skeptical eye. And I was teaching some courses at the University of Cincinnati, and primarily, the courses I was teaching in the early days was courses on dream work, and they asked me, was I interested or could I teach a course on psychic phenomena? And I told the department I could, but it would be focused primarily on research and experimentation. And they agreed, and so I was teaching this course, and Gene Klein, in 1995, came into my course, and she told me that there had been a spirit with her, and she asked me, was there a way that, if there were any ways that I knew that she could possibly contact the spirit, and I gave her a method called scrying, which is sort of like crystal ball reading, except in this case, you use a bowl of water and a candle behind the bowl as a light source, and you stare into the water. And she did that, and a male figure appeared. Well, the figure doesn't really appear in the water; it appears in your mind. Jean reported that, and shortly thereafter, we were talking, and she asked if I did past life regressions, and I said I did, and she intimated that she may be setting up an appointment, which she eventually did. But she was in my dream course in the autumn, in the winter quarter, and I was teaching a course on Western inner traditions. And during that course is when she set up an appointment with me. And when she came into my office and sat down, she was very nervous, and she told me who this spirit was that had been with her since she was 13. She said George Reeves, which I didn't recognize the name, and she presented a picture of this gentleman, and immediately I sort of looked at the picture, and finally I recognized who it was. It was a guy that played the Superman character in the early black and white TV days.
Yeah.
And right away I thought that this lady was psychotic. Now, that didn't turn out. By the second interview, the spirit began to speak to me through her, and I thought that she was probably a mobile personality, and that didn't pan out. But I remained very, very skeptical. But finally, things radically changed. We went to a super museum, and through Gene, this George Reeves, I call it a George Reeves identity, but this George Reeves identity named costumes he wore, ones he didn't wear, one had been restitched, a certificate from Pope Pius, and the curator validated all of those. Now, my hypothesis up to that time was, although I didn't believe that she was psychotic or that she was a mobile personality, but I did believe that she was delusional around this character. Well, when all those things happened at the museum, my whole world flipped. My hypothesis changed. And so over the next few years, I delved deeper and deeper into Gene's and George's personality. As a matter of fact, part of the work we did was around past life regressions. We also did work around George Reeves' issues. And so I was doing psychotherapy with a spirit. And eventually I gave both her and the George Reeves identity a battery of psychological tests. And these tests show that there were two distinct identities present in the body of Gene Klein, which is Gene Klein and George Reeves. And since they're together, and you can access them as if one is on a couch sitting beside of each other, you can talk to them both. And that whole concept I've recently discovered is called dual unity. It's where two identities exist in one body. But my whole life has changed as a result of this experience.
Well, you know, what's really interesting as well, Gary, is, you know, on page 83, you guys have done an excellent job on having, obviously, you have a picture of George Reeves there, then, of course, Jean Klein and her two children, George and Amy. And what was the first thing I had noticed is the similarities. It was almost as when you look at these pictures, it's like a carbon copy.
I know. That was now when Gene first started bringing these characteristics up to me, I was very skeptical. I was thinking, you know, she could pull these out of the air. You know, there's a lot of similarities between people. But you're right. When you look at those pictures, you see that there's an uncanny similarity between all four of these individuals.
Absolutely. And you know what's interesting as well is when I was tuning in as to these pictures, just feeling the essence, I could actually feel the same similarity of the soul vibrations. Which I found very interesting as well. But, you know, it's even beyond that, because if you really take note of these pictures and examine them, the nose is the same structure. And what I've noticed as well, as Jean has gotten older, she basically looks like George Reeves now. And he's a good-looking man, and I don't mean that as an insult to Jean. But the blending of, you know, his great looks along with Gene's, you got a really incredible phenomena going on here.
Yeah, impressed both myself as well as Daryl was that by the second interview, George had told me that he and Gene were twin souls, and their soul had been one soul, and they decided to split apart and go through many lifetimes experiencing love in a variety of situations. Daryl was doing some research on twin souls, and that's a subject I had no clue about. But when she started merging to look like him more and more and more, that really shifted my viewpoint of what was going on with this lady. At times, we have been at lectures. And I think a year or so ago, Jean went to the ladies' room, and there was a lady in the ladies' room she came in after Jean was in the ladies' room, one of the ways. But anyway, this particular lady thought that she was in the wrong bathroom, and then Jean assured her or whatever that she was in the right room. So yeah, Jean is looking more and more like this character, George Reed.
Yes, even the way she carries her body, the way she will hold the position of her head. I noticed that her nose, her physical nose, has actually changed to actually look like his as well. But, you know, I was also, you know, when I was sitting back and putting some really deep thought and tuning into all of this, you know, one of the things that crossed my mind is, you know, as we all know, we have many, many mediums around the world, you know, where they're doing mediumships or transmediumship, whereas, you know, it's almost as if the spirit that they're working with blends their essence within the aura field where the medium themselves are taking on those characteristics. And then I started once I started making that connection, I thought, wow, I'm getting this.
Interesting. So that's a very similar, but that situation is not a permanent. That happens, then it's
correct.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
Yes, and you know, and it's interesting because a medium, you know, when the spirit itself merges within the auric fields, you know, there's similar characteristics that they will pick up. But here you've got a actual twin soul vibration that is literally merging itself into the physical, where you're actually seeing the entire physical body taking on those same characteristics, where
right.
Even the structure of it's changing. So on that note, before I invite our special guest for on this show, I'd like to share this with all our listeners that are tuned in. And it says here, on June 16th, 1959, when Jean Klein was 13 years old, the spirit of George Reeves came to her. At least that's what she told a highly skeptical psychotherapist, Gary Duncan, that we have been speaking with, when she first came to his office in the spring of 1996. Gary, who at the time was a licensed professional clinical counselor holding a degree in psychology and a master's degree in counseling, initially concluded that the woman before him was perhaps delusional, if not outright psychotic. He would spend the next several months trying to unravel what he perceived to be Jean's delusional system in a compassionate attempt to help her. So let's all give a warm welcome to our honored guests for this evening, George Reeves and Jean Klein. Welcome to both of you.
Well, thank you very much. We're very pleased to be here tonight.
It's an honor to have you, Jean. And the first thing I'd like to say to you is I really honor you for bringing this forth and seeking to understand, you know, what was happening with you. And I'm sure that wasn't an easy road to travel.
No, but it's been a lifetime. Like you said, it started in June of 1959 and actually continues to this day, the understanding of, as we all think, why me? But
yes.
As we're becoming closer together, I understand and, you know, I have been told, why me?
So share with us tonight, Jean, a little bit about who Jean Klein is, and then if you could also then flow into, when it all started and when you became aware of what was happening, if you would.
Well, I'm still doing the same thing I've done for 40 years. I'm still a nurse in Cincinnati, do private duty, and I have two children, like it says in the book, a daughter and son, and I have three grandchildren. And pretty much that encapsulates my life at this point, other than working on the book and enjoying gardening and that sort of thing. I'm still kind of just me, as it were. But again, it goes back all the way to June of 59 when my dad, brother, and I were on a vacation trip to Colorado, and the second night out, I had this, I don't know if you call it a dream or a vision, but George came to me, and I recognized him as being him, and he said, "I'm gone now, but I'll never leave you," which was kind of obtuse, and I had really no idea of, you know, what he meant, but went on to Colorado, spent the week in the Estes Park area away from the media, and I just had some urgency on the way home of there's, you know, something going on. I remembered this dream, and when we got home, I was living near Chicago at the time, and we got the trip from the Chicago Tribune, went through all these newspapers and found that, yes, on the night this happened, George had shot himself and had died. And I thought, you know, how did I know this, and why do I know this? And I pretty much spent my life trying to find why. At that point in time, I went to my priest and asked, you know, how did I know this? And I really didn't get any answers. He said, light a candle and, you know, pray for him, which, of course, I did. But, you know, it still didn't, you know, the question was still there. How did I know this? Why did I know this? And at the end of the year, a friend had a party, and we started playing with a Ouija board. And, you know, this came up. You know, I thought, well, maybe I can find out what's going on, you know, using the Ouija board. Did that and found out later on that probably wasn't a good idea. But from then on, through different times in my life, I, you know, became a nurse. And nurses, especially when you work nights, you get talking about, you know, death and dying and afterlife, and ran into some people knew psychics in my area, again, still living near Chicago. Went to them, but really didn't get any answers. You know, the questions were always still there, and I always went back to that. And there really wasn't any information on George. You'd find out about, you know, things that happened just after his death, you know, with his mother and so forth like that. But there really wasn't any other than professional information about George. And, you know, things in my life would keep coming back, you know, to him. You know, I was brought down here to Cincinnati where he has roots. His wife was born and raised around here. And, you know, there just seemed to be things that drew me in various places. And again, until Gary and I met, I kind of researched things on my own, but, you know, I'd find books occasionally, and I think it was just his way of letting me know that, yeah, I'm still here, and, you know, I want you to know this at this time, you know, this basing, you know, building things in my life. But until I started with Gary, there, you know, I just wanted to know what this was, whether it was George, whether it was another family member, you know, what is this? And I spent kind of a lot of time in my life kind of repressing this. I didn't tell many people because being in the medical profession, I knew what they'd think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know,
bet.
I knew I'd be on some kind of medication, or I'm from the area where they did shock therapy and frontal lobe things and, you know, things you just don't want to submit yourself to if you don't have to.
Well, absolutely, Jean, and what's, you know, what's interesting as well is that, you know, you have to take a look at, you know, am I being possessed by, you know, something that definitely don't want to go there with, or, you know, am I an individual that came in with a split personality? Because, you know, a lot of times, too, split personalities have entities as well attached to that. Even though we, some of us may necessarily not like looking in those areas, those things do exist. So I know that it had to have been very difficult for you to not only explore it, but, you know, having to maybe look into those areas as well. So what are your thoughts on that particular area?
The psychological aspect, you're saying?
Yes.
Well, I guess there's probably a fine line, and Gary be the one to be able to actually delve into that, you know, further as far as definitions.
Yes, and I'm sure it was, you know, it was, gosh, that's amazing to me, because what I'm noticing as you already live this is that your physical body has really changed quite a bit. You're still an incredibly beautiful woman, but yet at the same time, I can see that merging that has taken place. So let me ask you this question real quick is, it's obvious that you both are twin souls, or do you feel maybe that this twin souls a lot of times is where one, let's say one cell is split in half and it goes off to have its own experiences in other dimensions or other lifetimes or whatever the case may be, and then those soul extensions of oneself comes back to merge with us. What are your thoughts in those areas?
Well, as he told me originally when this started to emerge, that we were part of each other. You know, we've had, and we divided, so to speak, to individually know different types of love. And we've been brother and sister and husband and wife in past regressions, and that's what Gary found out over the course of our time together. And this time I was supposed to have been his daughter. And you saw pictures in the book also. My
yes.
dad looks remarkably like George, and although there's not a picture of Eleanor Reeves, she looks an awful lot like my mother. And although I didn't become his daughter because of the war and decisions that they made, I still came into a family that physically was similar to his. I'm Danish, he was German, Midwest background. I was raised by a very dominant father. He was raised by a very dominant mother. There are just a whole lot of parallels in our lives, and I think looking alike is, you know, I didn't get it one way, but I did another. And in some ways, recently I've begun to feel that maybe he has been my father spiritually, that he's been guiding me in ways that I should have gone as he would have had he been my physical father.
Yes, absolutely. And it's obvious in the book. I tell you, I just love this book. I mean, it's one of those books, you know, I had a very difficult time putting down because I want, you know, you guys have done a beautiful job with the flow, you know, going into, you know, the beginning and bringing you to the present moment. And you get really hungry to understand the next step that has taken place. And, I'm really looking forward to this movie. Will you be able to portray yourself in this movie firsthand, Jean, or you're going to just...
I doubt that.
I think you'd be great at it. I really do. Well, let's bring Gary back onto the show. Gary, would you join us for just a moment here?
I sure will.
Thank you. And I want to really honor Jean for allowing me to ask her some of these tough questions, because I know that there are probably some of our listeners, you know, with this in their thoughts going, well, you know, did they take a look at if this was a possession that was taking place, or it was a split personality. And I, you know, reading your background, Gary, I know that you explored many of these different areas yourself.
Right.
What are your thoughts about a soul extension merging? Because I know already you understand what those soul extensions are all about. Do you feel that this is that actual one cell that has split and has rejoined itself again?
Well, I don't look at it as a cell. I look at it as a soul.
Yes.
And I believe that we have free choice. This is Daryl can address the four spiritual messages, but and that's one of them. This particular situation is that they were one soul at one time, made a decision to split apart as male and female and go through various lifetimes. And what I found interesting, Jean says that in this lifetime she's supposed to have been George's daughter. But what I find amazing is that George has died and Jean is still living, and they have this unusual relationship, him in the spiritual world and her in the physical world. So and although they're one soul, but some way they will always be connected. It's almost like in quantum physics, where two particles are created at the same time and they will forever be connected. What you do to one particle happens to the other particle, and that's essentially what is going on with Jean and George. They are they're still one soul, but they're experiencing presently these two realities. If that makes any sense.
Yes, it does. And thank you for that correction. And you're right, because it is one soul.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. Let's bring Daryl back to the show again. Daryl, are you with us?
I'm still here, yes.
Absolutely fascinating. I just love it. It's just so incredible. What is your own opinions on why you feel that this has actually happened here?
Well, we've come up actually as a result of the story. And one of the things that Gary and I are doing, by the way, we are putting together a workshop. What I'm going to do, I'm going to talk briefly regarding, we've come up with four spiritual messages. We think that when souls merge, this is what it means spiritually. And of course, the first message is George is still here, so life is eternal, something that we all know. But, you know, this story really does support that the soul does survive death. And I'm sure that's something a lot of people believe anyway, but we've supported it. You know, George Reeves is here. You know, Gary proves it scientifically. You know, you can see him, you can talk to him. There's things about him that no one else knows that we were able to verify. So it's pretty clear that the spirit of George Reeves is still here, so life is eternal. The second message is a pretty big one, too, is that we're all one. And I think Gary just mentioned that. We appear to be separate in this reality, but we're not. We're not separate from each other, and we're also not separate from God. God is not something that's outside of us. God is within us. So anyway, when two souls merge together, what we think that means is that oneness is actually manifesting right here in this reality. So, and a lot of people do say we're all one, but we think that this story, twin souls merging, it manifests that. It shows it in physical form, where duality and, you know, into unity, it's coming back together, and we think that that's happening. I think we're all realizing that we're all one. And like I said, when you see souls merging, that's really a manifestation of that. The third message is a little difficult when a lot of people don't want to accept this, but we do create our own reality. Our thoughts, our words, and our actions do create whatever we're experiencing. And the implications of that, of course, is that if we don't like what we're experiencing, change the way we think, because our thoughts do create that.
Yes.
That's pretty powerful if people would do that. So, and then the fourth message is that love is sort of the glue that binds us all together. Gary, once he realized that Jean and George were twin souls, he wanted to know why their soul split apart. And according to Jean and George, they wanted to experience love in a variety of situations. And so Gary did some past life regressions. And in one life, Jean and George were man and wife. They were brother and sister. And as Jean indicated earlier, this life, she was supposed to be George's daughter, but apparently George got into a relationship where he couldn't have kids, and even with Jean's father, you could see the pictures, you know, she came into a family that would make her look like George Reeves. So those are the four messages, and those messages are talked about in the book, but we've decided that we're in the process of putting together a workshop where we're going to go out and talk about those messages in detail and teach people how to apply those messages. Because, you know, the messages I just mentioned, they're not new messages. A lot of the great religions talk about them. But one of the things that Gary and I are going to attempt to do is tell you how you can apply that. How can you really, you know, make that happen in this reality to connect with your own soul?
Oh, very powerful, Daryl, because you're absolutely right. Do we always understand what that means, being
right.
One?
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
There is no separation between any of us. The powerful message that there is always light, there is no death.
Uh-huh.
We have a wonderful example and an extension of unconditional love that binds us all together.
That's right. Yeah. Well, yeah.
So,
that's right. And free choice. Yeah, this story really does support that.
All right.
So it's a pretty powerful story. Yeah.
Yes,
it
is.
It's really changed our lives. Gary and my life has changed as a result of this story. When you see souls merge together, it really has an impact on your life. So we've decided that we're going to dedicate our lives to teaching people about how to apply these messages into their own lives.
Wow. And you know the magnitude of this message getting worldwide is really going to create a ripple effect for us to really connect and understand. And thank you, Jean. Thank you, George, for giving all of us the opportunity to witness the oneness, that there is no separation, that the cosmic glue that binds us all together is indeed that love.
Definitely. You know, and finding out that we are part of each other, and it's also very obvious that what hurts me hurts you, and we all want the same thing. We all of us do.
Wow. I knew when I picked this book up that I had a very, very special book in front of me. What a powerful message that this will send out to our world. Especially for those that are still sitting and questioning all these things that are unfolding in our world today, you know, about spirituality. That's just, thank you, Jean, because you're going to be the tremendous catalyst of bringing us and opening our eyes up and bringing us back together again.
Well, I'm a small part of a large whole that hopefully can bring better things to our reality.
Absolutely. Before we're getting closer, can you believe it? We're getting close to the end of this show. I do want to ask you, Jean, because I know that there's probably many thoughts you'd like to share with all our listeners today, and I'd love to give you that opportunity.
Oh, boy. it's just that we're all part of each other. It's what we have all said, that the way things look at this point in time in our country and foreign countries, it looks rather hopeless. But if you take the positiveness of what the messages are and what Daryl said, that we can change things. If you don't like the way things are, change it. Get a better attitude. See what you can do. And since we're part of each other, no one is exempt. You know, what you can do will help me, will help the other guy down the road. It's just like, you know, balls knocking into each other on a pool table or something. Each one affects the other, and we can all, you know, with a better outlook, you know, change it.
Yes, absolutely true. And I love in the book as well as where you've listed the physical characteristics where, you know, you're 6 foot, and you and George both are 6 foot, dark hair, dark eyes, and I really appreciate having that, and then having the pictures as well for observation. And then you've gone into where you guys even bought a home in the same area. That's amazing to me. I'd like to share this with the listeners. It says here, home. George and Jean both enjoyed the natural surroundings, bought Cape Cod type home, and house backed up to heel location. Last years of life, job dissatisfaction, considering career change, auto accident near home after 45th birthday. And you both experienced it the same.
Yes. Except I'm getting older. I don't know what that's about.
I'd be having some talks with
you. You stayed young and good looking, and I'm getting old. That's not fair.
I want to, before I bring Daryl back onto the show with Gary as well, as we've been talking about an incredible true story, twin souls merging, I'd like to invite all the listeners to www.twinsoulsmerging.com. I also have a wealth of information of all of our guests for today's show, along with wonderful information about twin souls merging. And I'd like to take this opportunity to invite all of you to the website as well. And I have to tell you, this book is an incredible book. It has a wow factor. It also explains a lot of things that we all have maybe had many questions about on a very spiritual level, not only for ourselves on a personal level, but occurrences that are actually taking place worldwide. I'd also like to remind all of you that they will be producing a movie as well. And I don't know about you guys, but I will be definitely sitting in the front seat. I definitely want to see this movie. So you guys, I'm holding you all three to keep me posted when this movie comes out. But Gary, I'd like to invite you once again onto the show to share your own thoughts that you'd like to convey to all the listeners out there as well.
The big thing for me in this case is about oneness, that there's no separation. And we live in a world that appears to be more and more fragmented. But all we have to do on a deep soul level is begin to focus on that we have free choice and that we can change things because we're all one in this huge experience that we're all having. And that experience, to me, is the God experience. And that's what I would like to convey.
Thank you. Let me ask you this real quick. Is for those that would be really interested in taking some of these classes or workshops or maybe participating or coming out to see you guys in events, where would they go to register or participate in these classes?
Daryl can best address that.
Well, what we're doing now, we're slowly in the process of doing that. Of course, you know, we do have full-time jobs and we have to make a living now, and so the book hasn't generated the type of income that we would hope as of yet. So what we're doing is that we, for instance, like in, you can go to the website. If there's somebody, for instance, that wants us to come and maybe do a lecture or talk to us, they can go to the website and there's a place where you can respond to the authors. And then they can send an email to us, and then, because one of the things that's happened as a result of some of the radio stations, we have had people to contact us that are having similar experiences and want to talk about those. But at the same time, if someone wants us to talk, we do talks at Unity Churches. You know, we'll come and do a lecture. Just get in touch with us and let us know, and we'll schedule that, and then we'd be more than glad to come and, you know, participate in. Because, as I said, we're just in the process of, the book's only been out about a year, and we're just starting to get the lecture together. So probably give us, I would say if you want us to do a lecture about this workshop, I would say give us a couple more months because we're still putting that together. But they can go to the website and they can send us an email and we will respond to the email with any questions or concerns or if they just want to talk. We're definitely available for that.
And you know, Daryl, because it is happening to people worldwide as it has for Gene. And it's comforting to know that we now have a place for someone, for individuals that are experiencing this same phenomena, is a place to go.
Exactly.
That can, to understand. Let me ask you this real quick. For all those that would really like to dive into this book, where can they get this book from?
Okay, they can go, first of all, they can go on the website, and then they could order it directly on the website from the publisher, or Barnes & Noble's, they've gotten a lot of requests for the book, and so they don't have it in the stores, but they do have it on their website, and you can order it on the Barnes & Noble's website. You can also go to Amazon.com. It's there, available. You can always send us an email if you wanted a signed copy. The authors, we do have signed copies, and we could always send you a copy.
Nice.
Check with the independent metaphysical bookstores. We have gotten the book in distribution, New Leaf Distributors. That just happened at the beginning of the year. And so there are some independent bookstores around the country that are ordering the book. So what they can do, if they have a favorite bookstore that they like, they can go to the bookstore and tell them that this new book is out, Twin Souls Merging, and like I said, New Leaf Distributing, which is a pretty big distributor, distributes to mainly metaphysical independent bookstores. A lot of the metaphysical bookstores can get that book now.
Another thing I wanted to mention, Daryl, pardon me for the interjection here, but you know, I read a lot of books. You know, I'm constantly reading books that have been sent to me, you know, for interviews and so forth. And I have to tell you, this is one of those books that I have picked up and read that I don't even know how to describe it except for wow.
How we feel.
Yeah. Hey, there was a lot of energy went into putting this book together, and I think that's what you're picking up.
Right. All right.
There was a lot of energy that went into this.
Yeah. And it's so interesting as well, is because the book itself answered many of my questions of just through my own observation that I have witnessed firsthand of what other people are going through. And as you both all know, that I talk to many people from all over the world, and there are people that are hiding, aren't sure what's happening to them. I wasn't sure even how to answer them, and now I know I've got what I needed to be able to direct these people for that support.
Oh,
interesting.
That is very interesting.
Yeah. It is timely.
It always is, isn't it? How that works. So, Gary, let me ask you this as well, because I'm sure you're probably, you know, you yourself have probably documented a lot of this information, right?
Right, all right.
So is it safe to say that I could direct people your direction?
Sure. Matter of fact, we have recently, within the last 7 months, we have discovered that in Japan and in the Orient, that twin souls are big. There was a lady that contacted us from Japan, and she had read our book, and she wants to translate it into Japanese. So, you can direct people to our website, and we will get in contact with them, sure.
Thank you so much. Gene and George, it was a true honor to have both of you on this show. I want to thank you personally for having that courage and strength to come forth to share your story worldwide, to be that divine instrument to reach out and to love and support so many people and giving them the answers of the unity that does indeed take place. Thank you for getting out there and letting the world know that there truly is a real oneness and that the true cosmic glue is that unconditional love.
Well, thank you, and if we can help others so that they can understand their situations, you know, it means a lot, too.
Absolutely.
I've spent a lot of years not knowing, and if there was nowhere I could go. Now we hope we have created a place where others can go and find out about their situations.
You have, and I'm very fortunate to have had all three of you on the show with me to introduce you to the world worldwide. And Gary, I want to thank you for your participation as well and standing and supporting Jean through this time for many, many years. I want to thank you personally and to continue with this work. And Daryl, you're the man. You have done awesome. What can I say?
Well, thank you for having us on. Yeah. It was really a pleasure having us on, and your enthusiasm really comes through the story, and we really appreciate everything you've said, and we're really looking forward to getting out talking about this story with other people.
Yeah.
And you have very good energy. I feel
really do, yeah.
Thank you. This is an awesome book. It really, truly is, and I don't say that lightly. So hold that dear in your hearts, and I hold each of you in my heart as well.
Thank you. On that
note, I want to remind all our listeners out there, claim you, say yes to you today. You are the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. Love your families with all your hearts, and never ever forget to love yourselves. For we all live together as oneness. Good night to everyone. Thank you, and God bless.
Sean.
One day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true, because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I ask myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl.